Hello and welcome to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important and most frequently examined topics in the entire biology specification, photosynthesis. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, I can promise you this topic will come up in your exam. And the great news, once you truly understand it, not just memorize it, but actually understand the logic behind it, you'll find it one of the most satisfying topics to answer questions on. So grab a pen, maybe a glass of water, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to write the word equation from memory, explain the three limiting factors, interpret graphs like a pro, and avoid the classic mistakes that cost students marks every single year. Let's go! Right, let's start with the absolute basics because examiners love to test these even at the highest marks. Photosynthesis is the process by which green plants and algae use light energy to convert carbon dioxide and water into glucose and oxygen. Simple enough, right? But here's the first thing I want you to lock in your brain. Photosynthesis is an endothermic reaction. That means it takes in energy from the surroundings. It requires an input of energy, specifically light energy, to drive the reaction forward. This is the opposite of exothermic reactions, which release energy. Don't mix those up. It's a guaranteed mark on many papers. Now, the word equation, you absolutely must know this. Carbon dioxide plus water in the presence of light and chlorophyll produces glucose and oxygen. Write that down, say it out loud, stick it on your wall. In some specifications, you'll also need the symbol equation. 6 carbon dioxide plus 6 water using light energy gives 1 glucose molecule, that's C6H12O6, plus 6 oxygen molecules. Higher tier students, that one's for you. So where does all this happen? Inside the chloroplast. Chloroplasts are the organelles found in plant cells, mostly in the leaves, that contain a green pigment called chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is the key player here, and this is where a lot of students go wrong. Chlorophyll is not a reactant in photosynthesis. It doesn't get used up. Instead, it absorbs light energy and uses it to power the reaction. Think of chlorophyll like a solar panel. It captures the energy but isn't consumed by it. Now let's talk about the three factors that affect the rate of photosynthesis, because these are the bread and butter of exam questions on this topic. Factor number one, light intensity. The more light available, the faster photosynthesis can occur, up to a point. If you imagine a graph with light intensity on the x-axis and rate of photosynthesis on the y-axis, you'd see the rate increase as light intensity increases, but then the line flattens out and plateaus. Why? Because at that point, something else has become the limiting factor, either carbon dioxide concentration or temperature. The rate can't increase any further no matter how much light you add because the plant has run out of something else it needs. Higher tier students, you also need to know about the inverse square law. This tells us that light intensity is inversely proportional to the square of the distance from the light source. So if you double the distance from a lamp to a plant, the light intensity doesn't just halve, it drops to a quarter. The formula is light intensity is proportional to 1 divided by distance squared. This is really important for the required practical, which I'll come back to in a moment. Factor number two, carbon dioxide concentration. CO2 is one of the raw materials for photosynthesis, so if there's not enough of it, the rate slows down. The graph shape here is similar to the light intensity graph, a curve that rises and then plateaus when another factor becomes limiting. Factor number three, temperature. Now this one is slightly different, and it's important you understand why. Temperature affects the rate of photosynthesis because the enzymes involved in the process work faster as temperature increases, up to their optimum temperature, which is around 40 degrees Celsius for most plant enzymes. But here's the crucial bit. If the temperature goes above the optimum, the enzymes begin to denature. Their active sites change shape, the substrate can no longer fit, and the reaction slows dramatically and eventually stops. So the temperature graph has a peak, it rises, reaches a maximum, then drops sharply. This is different from the light and CO2 graphs, which just plateau. Make sure you describe the temperature graph correctly in your exam. Now, what is a limiting factor? A limiting factor is the factor that is present in the lowest amount relative to what's needed, and it's the one that is directly controlling the rate of the reaction at that moment. Even if you have loads of light and plenty of CO2, if the temperature is too low, temperature is your limiting factor. Examiners love to give you a graph and ask you to identify the limiting factor, always look at what's on the x-axis and what's happening to the line. Let me quickly mention the required practical because this comes up a lot. The standard investigation involves using pond weed, often called Elodea, and counting the number of oxygen bubbles produced per minute as a measure of the rate of photosynthesis. You change one variable, usually the distance of a lamp from the pond weed, while keeping everything else constant. The key variables to control are temperature, CO2 concentration, and the type and age of the pond weed. Examiners will ask you to evaluate this method, so think about sources of error. Bubbles vary in size, counting by eye is subjective, and the lamp itself can heat the water. Okay, now for the section that could genuinely make the difference between a grade 5 and a grade 7, exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number one, confusing photosynthesis with respiration. These are opposite processes. Photosynthesis takes in CO2 and releases O2. Respiration takes in O2 and releases CO2. Photosynthesis is endothermic, it needs energy. Respiration is exothermic, it releases energy. If you mix these up, you'll lose marks on multiple questions. A good trick, think of photosynthesis as building up. It builds glucose using energy. Respiration is breaking down, it breaks glucose to release energy. Mistake number two, saying the rate of photosynthesis keeps increasing with light intensity. It plateaus. When you describe a graph that flattens off, you must say that another factor has become limiting. Just saying the rate increases when the line is flat will not earn you the mark. Mistake number three, describing chlorophyll as a reactant. It's not. It's a pigment that absorbs light energy. The reactants are carbon dioxide and water only. Mistake number four, on temperature questions, failing to mention enzyme denaturation when the rate drops. If the temperature graph shows a decline after the peak, you must use the word denatured. Saying the enzymes stop working or die will not earn the mark. Enzymes are not alive and they don't die, they denature. Now for command word tips. If the question says state, give a short factual answer, no explanation needed. Describe, say what you observe, using data from the graph if there is one. Explain, this is where you need to say why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. Evaluate. Consider both sides. Use evidence and make a judgment. These command words tell you exactly how much to write and what kind of answer to give, right? Let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. No peeking at your notes. Question one, what are the two reactants in photosynthesis? Carbon dioxide and water. Well done if you got both. Question two, is photosynthesis endothermic or exothermic? Endothermic, it requires an input of energy. Question three, what happens to the rate of photosynthesis when temperature exceeds the optimum? It decreases because the enzymes denature. Question four, what is the role of chlorophyll in photosynthesis? It absorbs light energy. It is not a reactant. Question five, in the pondweed practical, what do you measure to determine the rate of photosynthesis? The number of oxygen bubbles produced per minute. How did you do? If you missed any of those, go back and review that section. Those are classic exam questions worth easy marks. Let's wrap up with the five things you absolutely must remember about photosynthesis for your exam. One, the word equation, carbon dioxide plus water using light and chlorophyll, gives glucose and oxygen. Two, photosynthesis is endothermic. It requires an input of light energy. Three, the three limiting factors are light intensity, carbon dioxide concentration, and temperature. Four, temperature is unique. Above the optimum, enzymes denature and the rate drops sharply. Five, chlorophyll absorbs light energy. It is not a reactant. You've got this. Photosynthesis is one of those topics where understanding the logic makes everything click into place. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, every mark you earn on this topic is a mark you've worked hard for. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.